Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse with Farm Bureau. Targeting help for beginning farmers. That's what Washington County's Ag Development Council had in mind with recent state board approval of $102,000 in local funds for this effort. Local Extension agent Rick Greenwell.
We got permission from the Governor's Office of Ag Policy to fund that program with our own funds, and we like to promote beginning farmers. We need them. We have a wealth of them, unlike some other counties that don't have hardly any.
The Washington County Cattlemen's Association coordinates the local effort, and Greenwell says this was done about 7 years ago with great response.
I mean, those guys will tell you now, that was just a real boost up, and it's spend $10,000 and get five. It's 50-50, and with $10,000, they can do something that they really need to do.
Their beginning farmer cost share covers virtually the same types of projects that qualify for CAPE, the local county ag improvement program. Greenwell is confident this new effort will have the same impact it did when offered previously.
It just gave them that little boost that helped them out so much. Like if they needed a front-end loader, they could get it. If they were doing commercial mowing, they could get a bush hog. And it gave them a way to generate a little more income and built up their equity. So it was just a win-win for everybody.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Nobody in my family ever went.
There wasn't enough time.
No way I could afford it.
There are lots of reasons for not going to college, but there are even better reasons for going.
I want more from my career.
Build a safety net in a shaky economy.
Accomplish a lifelong dream.
At knowhowtogoky.org, we'll show you how to prepare for college, how to find money to pay for it, even ways to work on your degree from home. So visit knowhowtogoky.org. There's really no good reason not to. Part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
Washington County Extension agent Rick Greenwell says their beginning farmer cost share program can provide new farmers with an economic boost to make investments that will pay long-term dividends.
Breeding stock, pieces of some equipment, genetics, commodity storage, waste handling, there's just everybody's different, and they have the same menu options that the regular CAIP program has, so it's wide open. They can do whatever they need to do.
Greenwell says local established farm leaders had the vision to offer this new program to younger farmers, and the county would gladly share their program plans with other counties looking into it.
I was really glad that the GOAP allowed us to do it because it's something that we are very passionate about. It's not a lot, but it's sometimes just enough to give them a little leg up, so we're happy about it.
Washington County's boost for beginning farmers. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.